There were fewer than 278,000 full-time equivalent employees in state and local governments and school districts last year. That's the lowest number since 2002. Ari Brown, a researcher at the Policy Forum, says local governments have cut their number of employees due to flat revenues. The declining number of teachers, police officers, and other workers causes new concerns for policymakers.
The phrasing that we use in the report is, policymakers are really going to need to pay attention to, the extent to which public services in the state are able to fulfill the needs of citizens.
The report also finds average pay for public sector employees lags the private sector. This is Talia Van Sistine, Wisconsin Public Radio.